This morning, joining us is Donna Berger, who is the executive director of the Community Association Leadership Lobby, whose aim it is to stopping it from passing. We're going to find out how she feels about it, how the organization does. You are a lawyer. You're a mother of two, I understand.
That's true.
And you also belong to, you actually sit on some committees for Homeowners Association.
I do, and I serve on my own Homeowners Association out in Plantation. Mm-hmm. And my secretary thinks I'm crazy for doing so. Sometimes I think I'm crazy for doing so, too.
What's your organization's opinion of this bill that's been presented?
Well, Brian, we're our major concern with the condo bill that's being offered by Representative Garcia is that it's the state attempting to overregulate and micromanage private residential communities. We need people in these communities to decide for themselves what's best for their communities and not to have Tallahassee do it by state mandate.
Is it fair, I'll just ask this straight out, is it fair for some of these associations, and we know it has happened, it's been documented, to file a lien against a home because the roof needs to be spray washed?
The bill does a couple different things, and when you say, is it fair, I'd have to know what the condition of the roof is. I mean, ordinarily, we did a state survey the last 2 years, mm-hmm. and we found out that an overwhelming majority of owners want their boards to enforce the covenants and restrictions. And along with that is to uphold the standards. And if somebody's had a roof that's filthy for 3 years, you know, maybe time for the board to say, go ahead and clean that, or we're going to go ahead and do it, and we're going to assess you for it. That's if that's contained in their documents, if they have the right to do that. But the bill doesn't really deal with that. The bill makes it impossible, and this is a separate bill than Garcia's bill. This is a Senator Siplin's bill, would make it impossible for associations to lien for amounts for regular assessments. That's just for the guard service or the elevator service or your electricity or the cable for amounts less than $2,500. Do you know that in some associations that would be 8 years that somebody could live there without paying their assessments and their neighbors would be forced to make up the difference?
Does your organization feel that there should be some guidelines? We go back to post-hurricane damage. A lot of elderly got assessed thousands and thousands of dollars, and the condo associations never had a meeting on it. And there has to be a meeting by, I assume, state law, but they're not. Should there be regulation, some sort of regulation of these associations so that they go by the rules?
Well, there should be guidance. We should have the statutes give some guidance to boards as to what they need to do before a storm hits and what they can and should be doing after a storm hits. And we've been looking for some sort of emergency power language so boards know what to do. Now, communities that had reserves were spared somewhat. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the membership that votes to waive those reserves, not the board. I know Representative Zapata said boards are waiving reserves. That's absolutely incorrect. Boards do not waive reserves. Members waive reserves, and boards have to go along with it. As a matter of fact, the statute requires boards to pass budgets with full reserves, and then it allows members to waive those reserves.
So there's still the case, though, that some of these people weren't even notified, so how can they vote if they're not notified of the meetings?
Well, first of all, then what happens is people may have waived the reserves thinking this is never going to happen, and then a big storm hit, and they have no reserves, mm-hmm. and you have to maintain, repair, and replace those common areas that were damaged.
Okay. Give me your organization very quickly here, almost out of time. What's the purpose of this bill in the terms of how you feel? Is there anything?
Well, I will
that
tell
works?
You this: there's parts of this bill that are completely out of touch with reality. 1 year term limits for officers, 2 term limits for board members. I mean, the biggest complaint we hear from communities is they can't get anyone to serve. If you've ever been out to a board meeting, there's like 3 homeowners there sitting in attendance. So do we really need term limits? I think what we need is more guidance from the state on helping community associations obtain affordable insurance coverage, giving them some guidance of what to do in the event of a storm, giving them more incentives to volunteer to serve on their communities and serve on a board and not making it such a hassle nobody wants to be a part of it.
Okay, very good. Donna Berger, Executive Director of the Community Association Leadership Lobby. Do you all have a website?
We do. It's www.callbp.com.
Callbp.com. Thanks for coming
Thank
in this morning.
So
really
much.
Appreciate it. Give us some insight from the other side
Great. Thank
of this
you.
Whole thing.